You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, on the phone line to talk about the forecast. Mike, thanks for being with us. We had a little rain here this morning, and I suspect it is the beginning of maybe some more showers over the next several days. Do we get it, and how about the rest of the Midwest?
We'll certainly see some showers and thunderstorms across the Corn Belt over the next couple of days, and like you noted, we are seeing some of those right now. But as we go through the weekend and into early next week, it does dry out a bit. We won't see very much in the way of rainfall at all from Saturday through Sunday across the Corn Belt, and so that'll be a bit of a drier pattern there. But the one thing we're watching is that next week we see a pretty large warm-up for the first half of next week, and that eventually results in significant rainfall for a large portion of the central U.S., including most corn and soybean areas. And what that means for agriculture is that a fast start to harvesting is pretty unlikely at this point, not so much because of the rain we have now. It's a little too early for widespread harvesting to begin, but more so because of the rain next week. Right about when things might turn favorable for harvesting, we'll see a pretty significant rain event. So that's kind of what we're watching for the next 7 days.
So warmer weather, but I think I've been hearing more than whispers about colder weather later on. What do you see there?
There's a high probability for a large cool snap to develop later next week and more so into next weekend. More than likely, we'll end up seeing our first frost of the year across the northern plains and really across the Canada prairies. That said, temperatures need to get below 32 degrees for around 4 hours to induce damage, and really, we'd like to see those temperatures even colder than that, 28 degrees or colder. We think temperatures will drop into the low and mid-30s across much of Montana, the Dakotas, and into central and northern Minnesota. But that, although not ideal, should not be enough to derail an entire corn or soybean crop. So that's something to watch. We're trying not to get too caught it because it is the middle of September next week, and it does look like a minor event, not a major widespread killing event like we saw in 1974 or 1995.
So a slow start to the season, a little cold weather, but not terribly dangerous. Anything else that we need to talk about? I think maybe the Climate Prediction Center has been busy on this Thursday.
They have. Every month they release an El Nino or a La Nina outlook, depending on what's taking place, and that happened earlier today. They're forecasting the odds for an El Nino event to develop later this year at 60% to 65%, which is a little bit lower than it was last month and quite a bit lower than it was a couple of months ago. And what that means is that the probability for an El Nino event to begin later this year, although a little bit higher than average, is not notably higher than average. Regardless of whether or not it develops, the most important piece of the El Nino puzzle, in our opinion, is that the El Nino, if it were to develop, would be weak. And when we say that, we simply mean that water temperatures across the equatorial Pacific Ocean, so we're talking about the middle of the Pacific Ocean, that area there would only have water temperatures a little bit warmer than average, not notably warmer than average like we had in 1997-98 or in 82-83. When you have a weak El Nino, your correlations to weather across the U.S. and across the world diminish markedly. And because of that, even if a weak El Nino were to develop later this year, we would not be able to form real strong weather expectations based on that information. The only time we would feel comfortable doing that is if we had a strong El Nino, but it appears fairly likely, if not imminent, that we will not see a very strong El Nino over the next 6 months.
Mike, thanks so much. Mike Tenor, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report, and that wraps it up. I'll see you tonight in Mahomet at the Farm Credit Illinois building. Starts at 6 o'clock. I'm Todd Gleason.